Good afternoon, John Loretta, WNIR News. Brought to you by Jenny Maid Whole Home Environmental Cleaning and Disinfection Services. Learn more at JennyMaidLLC.com. That's JennyMaidLLC.com. And brought to you by The Bistro on Main in Kent. Wednesday's special is your choice of three home-style entrees for $20, eat in or take out. Choose a pork chop, potato gnocchi, or meatloaf. Two for one desserts as well. It's Soapbox Derby Week. A heat advisory did not stop the racers at Derby Downs. Derby held rally challenges yesterday at Masters, Superstock, and Stock Divisions, featuring some of the best young racers from as far away as Canada and Japan. More than 300 racers in town this week. Race day is Saturday. Due to the hot weather, the heat advisory in effect today. Akron will open up at Summit Lake Community Center for extended hours for residents in need. It'll be open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. with all other City of Akron Community Centers open during their regular business hours. Canton cooling centers include Canton City Fire Station number 4 until 5 o'clock through Friday. Refuge of Hope at 715 2nd Street Northeast, open each day through Friday until 6 o'clock at night. Stark Library, all locations open until 5 o'clock each day through Thursday. And SARTA will offer free transportation to the cooling centers for riders who board any regular route from the Cornerstone Transit Center on Cherry Avenue Southeast. Governor Mike DeWine has signed a police drone bill into law. It establishes requirements for the use of drones by law enforcement, allowing them to use drones in areas where there is a reasonable suspicion of criminal activity. Governor Mike DeWine signed House Bill 251 into law yesterday. The new law allows a law enforcement officer to use an unmanned aerial vehicle known as a drone to conduct a search warrant in a place of an in-person search. The bill includes several exceptions. Police may use drones without warrant to respond to emergencies, patrol within 50 miles of a national border, respond to environmental or weather-related disasters, investigate traffic crashes, document crime scenes, and conduct threat assessments before large public events. A 19-year-old man shot to death last night in Akron, and 27-year-old Demir Simmons has been arrested in connection with the shooting. An investigation ongoing. For local news anytime, go to WNIR.com. WNIR weather, a heat advisory today until 8 o'clock. Sunny and 95 degrees, heat index at 99, down to 73 tonight. Partly sunny, 92 tomorrow. It's 94 at the Talk of Akron, WNIR.